Yeah, we sit in a shadier spot. Got what I wanted and I want what I got.
For people who have not been indoctrinated into the Indigo Girls live experience, how do you describe it?
It's pretty joyful. It's pretty raucous. Most people know the words, so there's a lot of singing along.
I'm gonna love you good and strong while our love is good and young.
It's just, there's the harmony thing, you know? You just have it.
And here is what I'm learning about you. You set the sun and you hung the moon.
From the very beginning, I mean, we're just a couple of friends in high school who had something in common.
You know, we recorded our practices on a little cassette. And I still have them, actually. But you can hear how gleeful we are, you know, like, oh, wow, we can sing together and do this and this. And we were very earnest about it. And we had teachers that mentored us. And, you know, we got lucky, honestly. We got really lucky.
Is one of those songs on 1200 Curfews? One of the cassette?
Was it a...
There is something from...
There, you know.
Party
right?
Eight. Yeah, back together
oh,
again.
Oh, yeah.
That's
You're
one
right.
of the oldies.
You're right.
Right.
It's from
Told
a cassette.
Told you I'm a fan.
That's pretty
Pulling
deep.
That one out. Wow.
Yeah, really.
Nerdy.
Satisfy my sugar tongue again. Sing me lullabies of for your Atheline, and sing them to me free.
But let's talk about this.
Record.
It's fantastic. Describe it. Describe the sound.
It's all about the people who played on the record, like the arrangements, mm-hmm. the violin, the banjo, the stand-up bass, the percussion. Each one of those players was uniquely gifted and brought his or her, you know, vision to the project, and it's stunning in terms of what they were able to bring to the table. And then the songs work together, and they're all fun to play.
Joni left for South Africa a few years ago. Then you know Beth took a job all the way over on the West Coast. Me, I'm still trying to live half the life on the road.
I wanted to ask you about the set list. This is something I'm fascinated about, just interviewing different people. I mean, different bands, they come up with that set list, like, night of... I don't know how soon before you go on. How does that process work? How do you pick the songs?
We just go back and forth, you know, what do you want to start with? And then whoever, Emily or Amy, and then we go from there and each person picks their own song. So it's Emily, Amy, Emily, Amy, you know, we just trade off.
But if I hold it to my ear, I can hear the whole world.
Who have you not yet collaborated with that would make a dream collaboration?
For me, I would love it if, like, Andre from Outkast would do, like, a remix or something, you know?
Mary J. Blige for me. I don't think I could sing with her, though. She's too intimidating. Mary J. Blige or Stevie Wonder. Those are the two at the top of my list.
Okay. What is it about the two of you specifically, though, that have kept you together for so many years?
What we do with each other has a magic in it that's not going to be the same as what we do alone.